Well, most of us know that marijuana is an illegal, mind-altering substance. But could it also be a miracle cure for everything from acne to skin cancer? According to a new study, it's possible. And the good news is you don't even have to smoke the drug to get its benefits. Joining us now, Dr. Rob Ashton. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Megan.
All right, so the reason you don't have to smoke the drug is because you make the drug in your own body?
Well, there are what they call endogenous cannabinoids in our body. And these substances were actually found many years ago, around 1992, that they found these substances when they were studying sort of the effects of marijuana in our body. And it's the structure is similar to that found in the marijuana plant.
All right, so we make something that is akin to marijuana, and it's helpful to our skin in many different ways. The question is, how can we make more of it? Can we bottle it? Can it be bought? I mean, what can we do to sort of capitalize on our own pot-making hormones?
Well, first of all, I mean, this was a study that was done in what we say the Petri dish. So the question is, you know, can it work in our body and does it have an effect on skin? They're not sure. I mean, they looked at some glands in the Petri dish and seeing how the oils were affected by it. So we don't really know what the effects are. This is incredibly early benchtop research that was just being published now. So what the long-term use of it is, we don't know. I wouldn't go out and buy marijuana illegally and put it on your body because right now we have no known effects of it.
Well, that's the other question. That is, we don't want to encourage anybody to take drugs. But
correct.
If this is true and there is this form of marijuana that can be helpful to your skin, well, what is the means of ingesting it? Does one smoke or are they going to put it in a cream that we can rub on ourselves?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they would break down the products and use parts of it that would be able to be used to put on the skin, if that's at all possible. It wouldn't be taking the plant, probably breaking it down. I mean, like we do for many plants, I mean, all of our medications do come in many ways from plant-derived substances, which are then synthesized in different ways. So, again, they would not be taking the plant and selling it to be rubbing on your body. That would be a pharmaceutical company that would be able to break it down and do something with it.
You know, my esteemed co-anchor is telling me that the men he knew in college who were engaging in this all had bad skin.
Well, as we say, it has lots of effects from, you know, the lung damage to everything else. So, again, we do not recommend in any way, shape, or form.
Your skin looks great, but your lungs look awful.
Absolutely.
Does the cream give you the munchies, too?
I don't know.
Dr. Rob Ashton, thanks so much for being
here.
Happy 4th of July.
You too.
See ya.
All the stoners had acne in the 70s.
But you were pointing out maybe it would have been worse if they hadn't been doing that drug.
There you go. The ganja head might have been worse then.
I'm thinking, you know what, just stick with like a nice moisturizer and Dove soap. That's what I use.
Yeah, you got to hydrate your skin. That's key.
You do.
Okay.